Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Marshall's Heating and Air Conditioning, Brigham Construction, Titan Funding Group, Evergreen Roofing, and Cascade Title. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Joining me again today is Ryan Thompson. Ryan is the chief financial officer of Umbrella Properties, Hoodoo Recreation Center, and has the great opportunity to work with Chuck Shepard, one of my gurus that I listen to and have learned a lot from over the time. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's get into a subject that's of interest to me. You specialize in multifamily apartment complexes, apartment houses, and so forth. What causes you to think that this area, Eugene-Springfield area, or the I-5 corridor right around us, is a good bet or the best bet for the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
Well, you know, it hasn't always been that way. Several years ago, we were in a meeting in Portland with a group of investors, and in the casual conversation, they asked where we were from, and we told them we had property down in Eugene, and they kind of laughed at us and mocked, well, why would you ever go down to Eugene? You know, the way the laws are and the way the government is, you know, it's kind of restrictive on business. Well, the things have really flipped and changed. Right now, our vacancies are probably a couple percent under the Portland market. So it's really been a good fit for us right now.
And you've pretty much centered here. Your primary office is in Cobourg, downtown Cobourg, a beautiful building. But do you sense that you're probably going to stay pretty much I-5 corridor, Eugene-Springfield, or the general environment as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, we'll always be here. You know, the company was grown here. Yeah, we'll grow a little bit. We're going into the Central Oregon market, but I don't ever see us leaving the Willamette Valley. Really, I mean, we live in the best place you could ever live in. You know this, Bob. I mean, the recreational opportunities you have, the coast, the rivers, the mountains to ski, it's all right here, so why would you leave?
I agree. In fact, are there any favorite ski areas that you can think of that come to mind?
Well, I might have a little bit of allegiance to Hoodoo Ski Area, but it's a great place to ski too.
Absolutely. As a beginning investor, I think there's something to be learned here. Stay close to where you can keep your eye on things. If you think I'm going to buy a place in Vancouver, Washington, and another one in Las Vegas, or you know, start chasing the market, you can become so fragmented that you have no idea what's really happening at the micro level. Things can go out from under you quickly. And what I see you guys doing is you understand the market. In fact, you're to a great degree making the market at this point by your size, but in staying focused, I doubt there's anything that's going to surprise you, cause you to stumble as a net result.
Well, no, and we want to be here. We want to be visible. We want people to see what we're doing. We want to have pride in what we've done. So I don't think we'll ever leave.
Well, and that makes a whole bunch of sense. I mean, you can see the pride all over the projects that you guys have. They're not necessarily sterling trophy things, but they're clean, they're neat, they're well-managed. And I would sense that you're giving the tenants a real fair shake for the rent dollar.
Yeah, most of our employees have lived in the units, so we have pride in what we do. We want to be able to provide a place that we'd live in.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590. Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Marshall's Heating and Air Conditioning, Brigham Construction, Titan Funding Group, Evergreen Roofing, and Cascade Title. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Joining me again today is Ryan Thompson. Ryan is the chief financial officer of Umbrella Properties, Hoodoo Recreation Center, and has the great opportunity to work with Chuck Shepard, one of my gurus that I listen to and have learned a lot from over the time. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's get into a subject that's of interest to me. You specialize in multifamily apartment complexes, apartment houses, and so forth. What causes you to think that this area, Eugene Springfield area, or the I-5 corridor right around us, is a good bet or the best bet for the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
Well, you know, it hasn't always been that way. Several years ago, we were in a meeting in Portland with a group of investors, and in the casual conversation, they asked where we were from, and we told them we had property down in Eugene, and they kind of laughed at us and mocked, well, why would you ever go down to Eugene? You know, the way the laws are and the way the government is, you know, that's kind of restrictive on business. Well, the things have really flipped and changed. Right now, our vacancies are probably a couple percent under the Portland market. So it's really been a good fit for us right now.
And you've pretty much centered here. Your primary office is in Cobourg, downtown Cobourg, a beautiful building. But do you sense that you're probably going to stay pretty much I-5 corridor, Eugene Springfield, or the general environment as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, we'll always be here. You know, the company was grown here. Yeah, we'll grow a little bit. We're going into the Central Oregon market, but I don't ever see us leaving the Willamette Valley. Really, I mean, we live in the best place you could ever live in. You know this, Bob. I mean, the recreational opportunities you have, the coast, the rivers, the mountains to ski, it's all right here, so why would you leave?
I agree. In fact, are there any favorite ski areas that you can think of that come to mind?
Well, I might have a little bit of allegiance to Hoodoo Ski Area, but it's a great place to ski too.
Absolutely. As a beginning investor, I think there's something to be learned here. Stay close to where you can keep your eye on things. If you think I'm going to buy a place in Vancouver, Washington, and another one in Las Vegas, or you know, start chasing the market, you can become so fragmented that you have no idea what's really happening at the micro level. Things can go out from under you quickly. And what I see you guys doing is you understand the market. In fact, you're to a great degree making the market at this point by your size, but in staying focused, I doubt there's anything that's going to surprise you, cause you to stumble as a net result.
Well, no, and we want to be here. We want to be visible. We want people to see what we're doing. We want to have pride in what we've done. So I don't think we'll ever leave.
Well, and that makes a whole bunch of sense. I mean, you can see the pride all over the projects that you guys have. They're not necessarily sterling trophy things, but they're clean, they're neat, they're well-managed. And I would sense that you're giving the tenants a real fair shake for the rent dollar.
Yeah, most of our employees have lived in the unit, so we have pride in what we do. We want to be able to provide a place that we'd live in.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.